Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I'm here for you. I am here for you 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to cheer you up and give you the keys to the door that will hopefully unlock your happiness. Now, it is Wednesday morning now. I usually record these podcasts at night in front of my computer, but today I'm on my way to work, and I figured I would do a quick podcast just to let you know I'm not forgetting about you. Oh, man, if you like the show, make sure you share it out there with all your friends. Get it out there, share it on social media. Another way to share the show and to share this concept of being positive is through my book, The Positive Perspective. You can grab it on Amazon, search for The Positive Perspective, or you could go to my website, bepositivepodcast.com. A pop-up will come up. You can grab it there, skip the big tech, and you can also get your personalized copy there too. And I'm happy to announce that the personalized copies, all the copies that I'll be using that I sell, will be coming in the next few days. It's not going to be a few weeks. The publisher is on it, and they got me a whole new batch. They must have been anticipating another order. I appreciate that. I'd like to thank them for getting this stuff done quick. And when you get a signed book, I send you some stickers and some other stuff and whatever I can, whatever positive stuff I have laying around. And a lot of positive energy and a positive message in the front of the book just for you, all right? Also, check out the website, bepositivepodcast.com. Click on that merch tab and grab something from the merch store, because my bills are coming due for this show. And I'm telling you what, it costs money to put this show on the air, and I don't make a penny off the show except from the stuff that you purchase and the way you support the show. I am throwing around an idea, tossing around an idea about having some exclusive content and access to exclusive content and early releases of podcasts, like a few weeks before they come out. You'll be able to hear them through a Patreon account, and I'm tossing around that idea and trying to figure out how to set all that up. If you'd be into that, send me a text message. Let me know if you'd be into that for the exclusive content. And also a more of a personal touch on that side. So we'll see how that pans out, and, you know, I'll keep you posted, and you let me know what you want. You know, let me know what you want me to talk about. You got stuff out there you want me to talk about. Go to the website /your story. It's not the website. It's bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me all about it. I'll talk about it on the show, and I'll give you a shout out. Unfortunately, I can't give anybody a shout out today because I'm not in front of my computer with my little list. I'm actually driving, trying not to crash into the car in front of me. But that's okay. Today I want to talk about nature and how it affects the way you think, feel, and act, and how it can affect your mood if you look at it the wrong way. It's all your perspective of it. Now, what the hell am I talking about? I'm talking about, let's say you wake up and you're expecting a beautiful day, and you're going to have a great day, and you're going to be positive. You get up, you take a shower, you get all ready, you head outside to go to work, and it's raining, or it's dark out, or it's snowing, or there's just bad stuff going on, bad weather. And you say, oh, man, I hate the snow, or I hate the rain. And it brings your whole mood down for the whole day. Has that ever happened to you, where you let nature or the weather affect your entire mood? Well, I know people that it does, and I've heard people say that they hate the snow, and they're kind of affected by it for quite a while. It doesn't last all day, but it lasts as long as they're out, and every time they go out, and they're like, oh, I hate the snow. It's like, well, why do you live where there's snow? That's my first question. Second of all, why are you complaining about nature and stuff that's the cycle of nature that we can't control? And if nature were to cater to us as individuals, it would lose its mind, right? Because there's no way you can make everybody happy. So when I see rain, or I see snow, or I see you go outside in the summertime and it's blazing hot, I respect it. I appreciate it. I'm happy that I get to experience these sensations and these feelings and these emotions. So it makes me feel good, because I know that I'm actually alive. And when you're experiencing this meat suit that I always call it, that's what we're here for. We're here to experience life, to experience different things in life, and to experience different sensations throughout the day. And the key is your perspective of them and how you respond to the things that are going on around you, whether it's people, situations, nature, whatever it is. It's how you respond to it and how you put your spin on it, your positive spin on everything. So when I look outside, and right now it's raining and it's cold, I'm like, yeah, I could feel the cold. I could see the rain. I see that Mother Nature is raining down and watering the grass and the flowers that have been buried under snow for so long, and nurturing the plants and providing nutrients for the planet that we live on, because this planet is living. It's a living planet. It's made up of the same energy that we are. And that's why I talk about sometimes to go outside and walk around in your yard somewhere barefoot and to experience the planet with no shoes on. You get a whole different sensation, especially if you step on something. No, but you get a whole different sensation when your skin comes in contact with the earth. You get a whole different feeling. You get a whole connection to something larger than we are. And it can be so helpful to help you focus and gear your day towards positivity. I mean, like when you see people that go to the park or something like that, or have a picnic and they lay down in the grass, and it's like, oh man, they look up at the sky, they lay in the grass, they become one with nature, and it's just totally relaxing, totally energizing. And it's because we all come from the same energy, and you can reconnect with it by actually physically touching it. Just like when you hold someone's hand or you give someone a hug, you get some of that energy from them. You feel it. The energy bonds together, and you feel as one. You feel energized. So think about how nature can affect you, and don't let it ruin your day, and change your perspective. And remember, nature is beautiful. Nature is everything. Nature is us. We are all the same. So it's all an extension of the same consciousness. All right? So change your perspective, man. You need a positive perspective to have a positive life. And you can get that right here. All right? Thanks a lot for listening. Don't forget to grab the book, The Positive Perspective. Get it from the website. Get it from Amazon. Just get it. Get the book and share it with your friends. A lot of people are buying two personalized copies and sending one to someone they love or one of their friends. And I appreciate that. That's very cool. My hand is all rested up. I'm ready to sign some more books. Okay? Thanks a lot. Check out the website. And hit me up on the text line. Let me know what you think of the show. Let me know what you think about the exclusive content and the membership that I'm thinking about doing. 304-506-3332. I want to hear from you. I want to see your pictures. I want to see what your weather looks like today. So go ahead and send me a picture of what the weather is like in your area. I'd love to see it. 304-506-3332. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.